When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, I'm Perry. This is In Plain Sight. And to my right, thank God, is Blaze TV's Brandon Steele.
We back.
Yeah. Well, let's start. We've got David to get into, of course. But there's been some developments in the David universe since last spoke.
The DCU.
Well, if you'll recall, we had brought up a certain picture of David in two weeks ago, Monday's episode.
Right.
And that's been his picture. When you Google search David's name, that has been his picture for about a year.
Yeah, the most unfortunate picture.
Monday, that episode comes out where we talk about that picture. On Thursday, I Google search his name.
Wow, the fix is in.
I'm just saying.
How'd he figure that out? You think he called Google? Hey, you guys are making me look super bad on my picture. Can you get a new one?
I'm getting pounded so
hard. The spouse isn't quite, you know, accurate. Former.
Yeah, that's not great. Now, this is actually even a different picture from what I recall it being when I looked this up last week, but
David's just furiously Googling his name, trying to skew the results.
I'm just saying, it seems weird that we bring it up. It's been that way for 12 to 15 months.
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, it's a different picture.
It's definitely a coinkydink.
Now, there was the event that was going on in Colorado. There's not much news to share from that because I don't think anyone went, but we did get this picture, which I very much enjoy.
Hell yeah, dude.
look at Dave.
Peak physical condition right there.
He looks terrified of whatever is going on.
Yeah, he looks like a homeless person they pulled in off the street.
Yeah, it's not entirely inaccurate. I believe what Corey Good said was happening in this picture is the air conditioning was blasting down upon him.
Oh, he was just cold.
Yes, the harsh conditions of being inside under the air conditioning.
Of having AC. Well, you know, it gets to the best of us.
He looks so rat-like in this image.
Yeah.
There were about, you know, a solid 4 or 5 tweets from people who had attended that event. So,
well, look, I mean, how much more do you want?
Doesn't
that mean they're rich again?
I don't think it went super great. I think that might have been sort of the nail in the coffin. David has not posted anything since that event.
Well, I mean, it is a rough day when you realize, like, oh, I can't sell these out anymore.
Yes.
When you finally, it's hard to deny it when it's in person. You're like, ah.
Yeah, he still does well on these. This video did really well, but it's no longer translating to real life, and a YouTube check isn't quite the same as selling out a 1,000-seat venue charging $400 a ticket.
Yeah, you go from selling out theaters and now you can't even sell out a motel.
Yeah, it's a rough realization to come to. And also, what was I about to say? Fuck, I get so lost. There's so many things I have to juggle in my head to keep up with the David universe. Right, last we had watched him, he had said the Japanese had bought $1 billion worth of fighter jets from him.
Yes, the Japanese bought the fighter jets.
Yeah, that has turned out to not be true. Shocking,
what?
I know. And also, I don't believe the African country has purchased his jets.
David, we'll cock-a-fuck us on a fucking space, a sheep.
So I think he may have had to come to a variety of very tough realizations over the last several days, because he thought in the last video he was talking about, he's like, look, I may be out of this tax shit this week.
Yeah, he thought he was free.
Turns out not so much.
No, a bummer for Dave.
Today we're going to talk about Hindu and Zoroastrian prophecies.
All right.
Christ. All right, let's do it. We're going to split this Monday, Friday, as usual.
He's back at his 3.5-hour streams again.
Good day, mate.
It's Uncle Colin. Sucked a dick before I went on camera, did I?
I'm getting pounded so hard. Tell you, the sun's going to blow up, but it's all going to be fine. So just don't even worry about it. It's not even a big deal. Uh-huh. It's just like a hiccup. Nothing really is going to happen.
Now, wait a second. I thought the cigarette was Uncle Colin and the glasses was Uncle Jack.
Sometimes it changes,
okay.
You know.
Hey, he's I guess he's getting creative with his character work.
So just try to relax. Don't get all afraid about what you think is going to be happening or not going to be happening to the sun, mate. I'm just here to share messages of joy and good cheer and love and welcome everyone. That was my call in the geezer.
I just love that there's never a real ending. He just eventually stops mid bit.
The transition has become my favorite part of it because there's no subtle transitions.
No.
Oi, I'm calling. Okay, that's enough.
Just to start it off a little bit with some Colin McGeezer.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope you guys can hear me. Looks like you can.
Is that a new shirt?
I have so many slides today that I don't even have time to brag about my sequined shoes.
Oh, no,
yes,
brag.
We can get them into the camera.
Look how fly those are, dude.
Why are you gay?
Totally threw down for you guys, and I came out with sequins on my shoes.
Where's the sizzle jacket?
Tie up the critics and tie up all the gambling pools on David.
Why should someone be gay?
Bye.
There's gambling
totally
pools?
Unprecedented move. Wearing a clean shirt, first of all, that's pretty unprecedented.
Yeah.
And then it's maroon colored.
You're a maroon.
So, you know, people are expecting blue. They're expecting, you know, purple. They're expecting maybe light.
He talks about how all these people, you know, QAnon shit, they're wearing masks. I feel like we've seen four different Davids in the last month.
He's going through it.
Well, it depends entirely on where he is in his financial cycle, whether he's at the mania or the opposite of that. But he's wearing makeup, first of all. His eye is still fucked up. But then I saw he was kind of boosting some Shadow of Ezra shit the other day where he's talking about, I think it was Hillary Clinton had this neckline thing going on. And they were saying that made her, it made it so she was wearing a mask.
It'd be so funny if we could get Shadow of Ezra to block him on Twitter.
We're trying. There's some work going on.
Not
on the
even because I care, but I just imagine him looking that up and just being absolutely heartbroken.
That he was using Shadow of Ezra posts at the Cosmic Disclosure Summit.
Of course. He's, for some reason, he saw that account and was like, this is the one.
I think it's because they're like the only account left doing it. No one, everyone has abandoned QAnon except them.
They're not even that heavy QAnon. They're just a lot onto like everything's fake.
Yeah.
Light blue, maybe gray.
Even those accounts realized openly associating with QAnon was a bad look at a certain point.
Yeah, after, you know, what, 4 years removed from the last election, you do have to deal with reality.
Well, it's just
at a certain point,
yeah, you're just wrong on so many levels. Now, I do find it very funny when they just show old people and they're like, what's up with his skin? Like, I don't know, he's 85?
Yeah, or Shadow of Ezra's thing where they show a 90-year-old guy and they're like, he's going to die.
Well, I would assume so.
So, yes, I have stepped up once again. And I've decided to amplify the David Wilcock game. Take it to the next level. Go out into the jungle.
This game doesn't exist.
Wild beast. Kill it.
Oh, it's a game where you lose all your money.
Covered in
it's the opposite of Monopoly.
This is a manly color, you guys. I am
maroon?
Out there fighting the battles for you. I'm out there kicking butt.
Doesn't
if I want to wear a maroon.
Yeah, he does not help his homosexual case by being like, look at this beautiful maroon shirt I have on. I'm really giving a strong masculine vibe from this.
So who is gay?
Let you know that I could totally beat your ass if I wanted to.
He's going to come out soon enough. We are. It's getting too close. I can feel it. Fuck the betting on David's shirt game. Let's start betting on when reality comes to the surface. Because very rarely does man who's, you know, not gay kind of talk about how not gay he is so frequently. Because every time he wears a shirt that's not just blue, he comments on it. And then has to describe why he's not actually gay.
It doesn't help when you give us a thesis on why the shirt color you picked is actually not gay.
So who is gay?
Anyway, we got such a great show for you guys today. I'm really excited.
The beauty of right now is he is a very harsh reality check. It's imminent. One way or the other in the next few months.
It feels like, you know, that doomsday clock they have where it gets to like 11:59 and it just keeps inching closer and closer to midnight. We're right there.
Yeah,
I can feel it.
He is absolutely fucked.
But I don't know what it is going to take. I thought the event might do it, and I guess it may have because this occurred before the event.
I think the only thing that'll do it is when they like fucking take his house or something.
Yes, when he comes to terms with the fact that he's not going to be able to pay off his tax debt like he thought he would.
What's really exciting right now, and for me, it's this whole concept of the multidimensional shift that we're going through. Now, I've tried to explain that our solar system is undergoing a metamorphosis.
Oh, that was the one thing I forgot to bring up. Last time we had discussed him, he had said he had been attacked by the deep state. Do you remember that?
Something like that, yeah, because he wanted, his dog Gurley was going to fight that demon or whatever.
Yeah, but then he never explained how he was attacked by the deep state, but you're right. I think he believes that a demon is going to come to his house and he's going to have to fight that demon.
Well, he was very adamant that Gurley was going to fuck that demon up.
Yes, two separate times he mentioned that his dog would be fighting a demon. So yeah. I don't know how that remedied itself or if we're still waiting on that to occur.
And I've mostly shared ancient prophetic texts with you. They might be.
You mostly keep just reading the same shit over and over, to be honest.
You're actually mostly rehashing your books.
Are not feeling that ancient at all about it. They might have just done these prophecies. We talked in a couple previous episodes. Let me get my hair even more funky here. Let's just funk. You want more funk? Do you like that?
Yeah, that funk it up.
I would hope so. Let's just find out. I'm getting pounded so hard. North Minnesota, who's going to Disclosure Summit? Love the color. It's
no one went to Disclosure Summit.
You are the best. Any red or blue will really pop on screen. David, you are so cool, not to mention you're my friend. If I need a smile.
Imagine the life of that person.
What a bummer.
Excellent information. I'm Rebecca Merkaba of David. Awesome color. Love it. Beantown, you're so silly. What up, people?
What?
Sammy says, please tell us, are med beds real? Well, yeah, I'm going to get into all this really cool stuff. And Dave, slow mode sucks. I don't know what slow mode is.
It's on your chat, you dummy.
I think the med bed thing... There was some sort of, what's that, fundraising website, like a GoFundMe type thing set up to buy or to make med beds probably a decade ago. I think David was somehow tied into that. Now, you'll all be astonished to learn we don't actually have beds that cure any diseases yet. But
turns
I do
out they're not real.
Not yet. He was fundraising to make it a reality, but they haven't managed to do that.
You just didn't give us enough money to make it real.
You know, one question I wish someone would ask him is like, hey, you've been talking about all these advanced technologies since 1997. Can you present a single one of them?
Yeah.
You have had 30 years to get just one of the hundreds of things you've talked about, and you have accomplished none of it.
It's a long time to go without physical evidence.
I'm going to get going. And also, you guys really like it when I interact with you. So sometimes I just read some comments. And
you like the money.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff going on here. You look younger and younger every time I see you.
Because he's wearing more and more makeup.
Ash says, David, you are hot. Well, thank you. Rolando Tarolinas says, hello from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Thank you, David, for the work you do. I'm looking for all the videos on your channel since 1 week I just discovered you. Well, that's exactly what we want. In the traditional view, we look at these ancient prophecies as if they happened a long time ago. But then I will tell you that maybe they didn't. Maybe they're actually happening now.
Wow, what if
maybe
they didn't?
Maybe these entities are going back in time, and they're speaking about events that are occurring in the present. So there seems to be a big surprise at the end of the 25,000 year.
This double time travel thing he's got going on where beings from the future went back to the past to then predict the future again.
Yeah.
It's so convoluted at this point, and it's all just done to try and cover for the fact about how wrong he's been.
It's just a circle.
Yeah. He just, every time he fucks up, he just reverses the time travel order. Yeah. So it's.
I feel like he's like when DC and Marvel had to fix their multiverses when those got out of hand.
Yeah.
And then they had to be like, well, all right, we got to kill off these characters from this Earth and these characters from that Earth. And if we spin them all together, we can maybe fix this timeline.
Someone needs to Thanos snap some of his writing.
Your cycle that these 35 different ancient religious prophecies or spiritual prophecies talk about. That was in Graham Hancock's epic book, Fingerprints of the Gods, in 1996.
My gay dad.
Got it right as it came out, 95. And it was so amazing because he had this stuff in there about two historians, Santillana and Van de Schend, and they had found 35 ancient prophecies from all over the world that talked about a 25,000-year cycle, that there would be some sort of catastrophe.
But then David changed it to 27,200.
Yeah, because that wasn't quite perfect.
Right.
Michael Rollins donated.
What's
says,
2,000 years here and there?
When are you going to do a deep dive on San Francisco's history, ancient civilizations?
Well, this is that gay joke?
it's going to be everybody's ancient history, because what happens is we have a whole suppressed history that we don't know about, where we look at these extraterrestrial contacts that gave birth to these 35 mythologies as if they were mythology. I even said mythologies, right? But that's not what they are. They're just written records of extraterrestrial human contact. So when you start looking at things this way, you say to yourself, well, wait a minute. If somebody went around, as I've delineated in previous episodes, you can watch here for free on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/DavidWilcox333.
David, we're literally watching
this video. We're literally on the channel, buddy.
You literally cannot be watching this without doing it.
Please subscribe. Please, because I want to get over that line.
500K is a cool number, Dave. I'll give you that. That's pretty rad.
Make it till you make it, right? Let's just try to visualize something positive out of all this. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is...
We can try.
It's going to need a lot of visualization.
Yeah, I like the attitude. Don't get me wrong.
Some type of solar flash. And the one that really gets into detail the most here is the Hindu version, which is called Samhara.
Wait a second.
Sick background, dude.
New PowerPoint?
Wow.
This could be a whole new, like, David era if he's switching the PowerPoint background.
Yeah, fresh drop.
For the first time in a decade.
Okay. And so we
have going to be a big blob on the sun, and we're all going to die.
On certain dates as being more important than others. And the end of the 25,000 years is...
Do you think he's just cycling through these different cultures in an attempt to draw more fans from those countries? Like, last time it was Japan, now it's India. Like,
maybe. I think he's just desperate for content he can find anywhere.
That's probably closer to the truth.
Yeah.
Because this is when they're saying that we're going to have Samvartaka, and that the sun is going to release this incredible amount of light and energy. Now, you're going to say to yourself, well, David, I don't even really believe that. I don't even really believe that the Hindus have that in their scripture. Can you prove it to me? Well, yes, that's what I'm going to do. So somebody who's new and hasn't watched this before, you're the one I made this for, because
others
newbies. In my audience might have heard some of these before. But
oh, great.
It's sort of like go see
that
Pink
means
Floyd,
everyone get ready for leftovers.
Yeah.
We're getting reheated David shit.
We're running it back.
So I have my own sort of repertoire of music that I like to perform, and talking about solar flash is one of my favorite things.
Well, okay, look, he at least acknowledged the fact that he's doing what we've been saying he's doing, which is he's got his songs and he's just performing.
Yeah, he's playing the hits.
It hasn't been that long since he's done this song, though.
No.
It's kind of, you know, he's playing the same song back to back at this point.
Because the Hindus have some very, very fascinating references to it. There appears to be humanoids who are blue, who came here from somewhere else. There's a passage in the Hindu Vedic scripture known as the Mahabharata, where Krishna is commenting on how nice the earth looks as they come in from space. That's actually in those books. They talk about Vimanas. And in my Michael Prophecy's 7 books, book 1 starts with a discussion about the ancient Hindu text, the Vaimanika Shastra.
No, it actually starts with the text about how your dog is a demon hunting machine, if I recall correctly.
Vaimanika Shastra is a text that describes the use of a flying machine and how to build one. And there was a guy named Talpaid, and in 1895, he actually got this to work. He built it.
He did
not fly, but it was using a mercury implosion engine. And the mercury engine is very different than what we're normally expecting to see, because the mercury engine uses electrified mercury that is then
This story, which of course was also in the Michael Prophecies, this is what led me to believe that he had mercury poisoning, because he talks about how the Hindus used the mercury to make these flying machines, which makes me pretty sure that David tried to get his hands on some mercury to do some experimenting of his own for Stavati purposes.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me.
And the timeline of him going like super nuts and him starting Stavati, it lines up pretty well. So,
yeah, just him just playing with Mercury, like, can I fly yet?
Yeah, that's really my calling my shot. Like, I don't necessarily believe that's true, but that's a theory that's bouncing around in my head.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
That emulates the shape of natural vortexes of water. Yes, this was discovered.
I put my dick in the mercury.
Based on his
it still doesn't work.
He uses that rose device on Twitter.
And he wanted to know what was causing levitation, because it didn't seem that gravity would be able to explain this. And sure enough, he found that there was gravitational currents inside waterfalls, and the fish would do this funny dance that would sort of get them ready for anti-gravity. They'd go spinning around in circles in this really wild gyrating motion in like a toroidal shape, and then that would somehow allow them to be able to go up this stream. So he duplicated the shape that the trout would make
in
the water.
Salmon swimming up sea stream is not anti-gravity.
With water, it actually created anti-gravity, but
apparently it is.
Mercury instead of water, it works even better. Well, that all goes back to
maybe this is why you get mercury poisoning from eating tuna. They're anti-gravity fish.
Ah, that's how they're doing it.
Vortex ion engine that Talpaid built in 1875, and by God, it levitated. They didn't know how to control it or steer it or anything. It was unpiloted. So it just kind of took off and blew up in the air like a
How do I get down? How do I get down?
And, you know, didn't really have the right balloon, and it was sort of not tied on properly. It just kind of falls apart. Everything falls out of the sky. That's what ended up happening.
Just like your life. Everything
really
falls apart.
Because, again, Talpaid used the direct engineering instructions in a Hindu ancient text to build a modern-day flying machine for the Wright brothers. So India might actually have to get credit for the flying machine. Now, the Vimana that they describe in their Hindu...
Well, then why didn't they figure out flight until long after us?
This is always the question, isn't it? Is if this technology existed and was documented in 1875, we are currently in 2024. David has an aircraft company.
Yeah.
Why not make it?
Yeah. Where's Air India at?
It literally, if you take even a second to consider what he's saying, it makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
How could he have evidence of all these things? He has a facility and theoretically the infrastructure needed to develop it, and then he's got nothing. He can't even build a normal jet.
I've never even had an Indian pilot.
That's a good point. I don't think I have either.
Okay. They're not a flying people.
These flying craft,
they got those shitty Vespa things.
They still shit in holes.
They fly through oceans. They don't make any
use
noise
rickshaws.
Except for maybe a beautiful humming sound. They have weapons capability. All this stuff is widely reported in the Vedas. So we have what appears to
Darth
be
Vedas.
An extraterrestrial society that came here.
Fucking Darth Vedas over here.
Skin, but they look human, and so that's why you see pictures of Krishna, and he's got cobalt blue skin. Like, whoa, what's that all about? Well, it's not just an artistic style. It has to do with him coming from a different planet.
I think I'm going to draw him as blue to represent the coldness within.
He's got nickel poisoning.
In our Milky Way galaxy alone. And when you start getting into the data that I've shared so many times in the past and is in my new Sacred Science of Michael course about DNA and how DNA
is
a geometric byproduct of quantum mechanics.
Quantum
mechanics is built
running
to
it back.
Life. Quantum mechanics is built to make DNA molecules.
Just so
DNA
frustrating. So frustrating.
In this classic experiment by Dr. Luc Montagnier, where he takes a tube of water that has DNA in it and a tube of water that's just plain, and then he electrifies both of them for 18 hours with the 7 hertz electromagnetic frequency. That's the base frequency of Earth, 7 hertz. You zap these two tubes with that, and then, for some reason, just using Earth's electromagnetic frequency, the tube over here that has the DNA in it, that stays the same, but this tube only had pure, clean water. After 18 hours of just cooking it in 7 hertz electricity, that's it. This tube now has grown DNA in it.
Okay, so what actually happened to this experiment, he didn't even explain the bullshit right. What the guy did is they had the water with the DNA in it, and he recorded audio of it, and then he took the wave file, sent it over to another lab. They played the wave file to their tube of water, and then they said the DNA just appeared in the water.
Wow.
Which, of course, that didn't happen.
Oh, they didn't transport DNA via wavelength?
I'm getting very tempted to bring up my outline. Like, we've already gone over
hydrogen,
it, but if he's going
to
go over it again... Like,
water, H2O, maybe some trace minerals here and there, not too much. Distilled water was used anyway, so there's nothing in there.
I believe someone wrote a paper about it and called it the worst scientific experiment ever conducted.
Alchemically recombine themselves to become...
Right, hold on, take this off the screen for a second. Let me go into my...
I mean, just what they are claiming to do on its face, and then to be like, it was that simple? You recorded the water and then transported it?
Now, again, do remember... This is the same guy who said our screenshots of the conversation with Shadow of Ezra. That was fake. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, that's out of line.
Now, this DNA appearing in a glass of water when you play it the right song, that's very reasonable.
Perfectly up to standards.
Let me see if I can find it in here. There we go. Sergey Lykin, who conducted an experiment in 2008, where he tagged DNA molecules. Wait, this is...
Play sign line in front of water and turn to DNA. See?
Yeah, I don't think that's... I might not be able to find it super quick.
This is worst experiment you've ever seen. Okay.
This Luc Montagnier, that's who he was talking about, is based on the work of a scientist named Benveniste, who David also likes to bring up quite frequently. He said, yes, water memory can be transported through the internet. So that's where they,
wow,
they didn't even send the WAV file. He emailed the WAV file.
What a yawn to come up with that.
Yeah. That
hey,
is,
I think I can transport DNA through the internet.
Yes, here it is. This is the analysis of Montagnier's work in Chemistry World, an article written by Philip Ball, is that the work had never been replicated and that it had been, quote, ignored for good reason, namely that it's utterly implausible.
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd come up with coked out.
Yeah,
but all right. What if we record the water with the DNA in it? We email that through Google Mail, and then we play that for some water on the other side. We'll probably transport the DNA.
The vibrations will do it.
Think of what we could do. We could cure cancer and get rich.
He has an entirely vibration based theory of the world, like just vibrations through vibration.
Vibrational energy,
possible.
Dude.
DNA.
Except for fixing your bank account. No, why don't you record the positive bank account?
The bank is bad vibes.
His work in this was totally shut by
email Bank of America WAV file with positive bank balance.
David's so crazy he doesn't even blame the Jews for his money problems.
Not yet.
He just blames the deep state. I could go for anti-Semitic, David. That'd be a fun turn.
Nick Fuentes is back on Twitter. David will fall victim to him at some point.
Oh, dude, Nick Fuentes is going to be, David will be his number one. You know, he makes some good points about the border. What about, I think race mixing might be wrong, actually.
You know, that's supposed to be impossible. That can't happen. Well, it does. So we have to fix some of our scientific assumptions.
Also,
I mean, that's also such a simple experiment that, like, you could recreate it.
This is going to be the new war drum. I'm going to continuously beat. He has the connections and the ability to get enough money to do this shit. If you can prove that we can transfer DNA via WAV files,
yeah,
you all this shit. If one of the things he talks about in all of these lectures,
yeah, worked,
just one of them would make you a billionaire, if not trillionaire.
Yeah.
So why not focus your efforts on making just one of these things happen?
I mean, some of these aren't that hard to do.
It's not difficult to record a WAV file. Yeah. We could do it right. Maybe we should try the experiment.
Going to record some water.
Yeah.
Except that not only does life precipitate from the vacuum, if you will, from the quantum medium that we're all emanating
from. The vacuum
from,
is what the guys at the gym called David's mouth.
Instructions from the quantum medium. Life evolves because the quantum medium tells it to, because the quantum medium changes the geometry, and when you change the geometry, the life itself changes. Now, this was proven many, many different ways.
Fucking nonsense.
My favorite one was from Dr. Peter Garryia, a Russian scientist, who took salamander eggs.
Please stop it.
Zapped them with a laser beam. They're hermetically sealed. The laser energy now has salamander DNA.
That's that guy.
Salamander photons. You take those salamander laser
photons. We literally heard this in the last lecture.
Sealed container, so no air can get in. No,
yeah, I don't think he understands
in
how quickly this he's running these things back.
He keeps talking about Dr. Peter Garryev and Dr. Eugenia.
I have the laser right here. It's called LGN-303. Maybe I'll bring it out.
Okay, I mentioned this last time, too. He has the fucking laser. Do it.
What do you want him to do? Go find salamander eggs?
Just use the fucking laser on camera.
Use it on anything, really.
Literally, what the fuck are you doing? You have this magical device. You have a large audience. You have a camera. Why not just do the fucking thing?
Yeah, you know how viral you'd go if you turned a chicken egg into a salamander?
Do the fucking thing, David. Just
Nike, bro. Just do it.
I couldn't do it now. I'd have to, you know, end the show.
And that makes a ton of sense.
Well, we all know you can't use that in live stream.
No,
it's impossible.
No. You can't use a laser pointer when you're on the internet. That doesn't work.
Magic. That cross 90-degree angle cross in the beam is very important.
Just fucking
nonsense. Anyway, when you take that laser, you shoot it through salamander eggs, you redirect them into frog eggs, it's the equivalent of what the sun can do.
The sun can cook us.
With new photons, new geometry, new information, because photons.
There is also no evidence that this experiment ever happened, except for Dr. Peter Garryev talking about it.
Well, I trust him.
And I believe in the paper he wrote about it, he cites himself as evidence.
Well, David does that too.
Yeah, he does a lot.
Those frog eggs changed into salamanders.
They did not.
And all they had going in there was light from Salamander.
Can we
Ed.
Can we put money on this? Like, David, I will put 50 bands. Yeah. I will yeah. put 50 grand.
Every
up.
Penny we have.
You have the laser. I'll find the salamander eggs.
Yeah.
Let's put money on it.
Let's do this.
Eggs. The frog eggs.
And then if he's right, I'll kill him. I ain't giving up that money.
Kill him and take his laser for ourselves. We'll be the ones turning salamanders into frogs.
Which, by the way, is a completely useless power.
Yeah, it is.
No one wants fucking salamanders.
It's the stupidest miracle ever.
Now, for me, I like to combine these two things together. Mm-hmm. Because when we look at what the ancient
prophecies
say,
make an ultra fake theory.
When I say these two things, I mean the Hindu prophecy of the solar flash. And we're looking at this, right? We're talking about Samvartaka.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just telling you that the sun might be able to do the same trick that we just did to the frog eggs.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay. The sun is putting out human photons that make human beings that look
the
like
us now.
The
solar flash is going to happen. We're all going to be salamanders.
Yeah, we're all going to turn into salamanders instead of frogs.
I've been working with since 1996, January 96. It's called the Law of One.
No.
It was intuitively derived in 1981 by a group of three people who thought...
L&L Research, Carl Rockard. Yes, we're away. Or we're
very
away.
High-level consciousness that at that time called itself Ra, but it gives all these weird secret hints that it's Christian. It's throughout all five books.
Insufferable.
And in my case, it comes back.
Can't you just go on a tangent?
1996 as well.
The real killer part in all this is that it goes for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it's not a small summary.
If you got rid of the repetitive content, he could probably condense these to like 45 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
From 1996 through 2000 that Archangel Michael said through me. Now, I wasn't even excited about it being Archangel Michael. I hid this for a long time. I didn't talk about it.
Until you needed a new grift.
Oh, you were ashamed.
You channeled some higher angelic.
You were in the closet for Archangel Michael.
Viewing, which are supposed to create 99% accuracy.
No.
I mean, no, they're really not.
Mind awake, body asleep phase.
I'm kind of coming around to his point of view where I think I'm just going to start lying about everything.
Because it's a cool place to be.
Because he's so overwhelming with the lie. I don't think he said a single true thing throughout these first, 17 minutes.
Well, what is the truth?
But it's not even like small lies. He just stacks these gargantuan lies, and he's able to exist in like a completely different realm of life.
Yeah, oh, he's in his own reality, yeah.
By way of just the power of lying.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess the fans love it.
I guess.
You don't have any analysis of what's coming through. You don't have any emotional reaction to what's coming through. You don't eat anything. But you don't need to eat anything.
I mean, just being able to claim, like, yeah, remote viewing, it's 99% accurate. And then you put out seven books with no accurate prophecy in it.
Just all the people watching, like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. 99%, huh? That's pretty good.
Certain words arise spontaneously. I can just grab them.
Chug some water, Dave.
But it's very, very difficult. I'm getting pounded so hard. Consciously, your mind wants to hook onto the words and say, oh, I understand what's being said, and I want to track where this is going. And then your mind will want to add things.
Uh-huh.
So I got in a lot of trouble with Archangel Michael early along because occasionally I would add things.
Yeah.
Oh, you got trouble for coloring outside the lines. Okay.
From the year 1998, mostly, where I was worried that California was going to sink into the ocean in 1998 because Edward Casey.
Well, I mean, look, that's who isn't concerned about that?
Again, he can say these things. Like, in 1998, I was convinced California was going to sink into the ocean.
Yeah.
But somehow he cannot do the calculation where he goes, well, I was convinced of that and I was wrong.
Yeah.
So maybe the things I'm convinced of now,
you know, might be incorrect.
Might be wrong.
Yeah.
He never does it. That's his superpower.
His superpower is, yeah, he is oblivious to being wrong.
Definitely dodged a bullet in 1998.
He's a Kobe type shooter. He's just going to keep shooting.
Our collective civilization had decided to go after
He's 0-1,000.
Yeah, but he's not going to stop.
Because there was a Monica Lewinsky thing going on at the time. There was
I do like that he now loves Bill Clinton. That's pretty cool.
Him, condemned him,
he
said,
has to.
You know,
I mean, look, he got his dick sucked in the White House, okay? But what, are we going to, you know, crucify him forever for that?
Well, we had to forgive him, especially David, as David is Archangel Michael, because if David doesn't forgive him, the world ends.
Yeah, we had to be, you know, all right, one BJ on the house, Bill.
Maybe I think I'm starting to become numb to how crazy he is. Because even just that sentence right there, like, I had to forgive Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked, because if I didn't, the world was going to end.
It's pretty cuckoo, dude.
That's pretty nuts. I feel like there's some sort of information overload going on here where I've existed in his world for so long that I'm losing perspective.
Well, you know, it's always the messenger. If you heard that line from someone on the street, you'd be like, I should go on the other side of the street.
Yeah, that's a crazy person.
But because he's doing it on a live stream, you're like, all right, well, I mean, he's in a house. He's got internet.
And it's also, he says so many crazy things that you really do become numb to it in a way.
You're punch drunk, dude. He's just like, he's like Ali, just punching you, just beating the shit out of you.
Fucking shaking up there.
We would have had a pole shift in 1998. And we would
looking all zesty all and shit.
And then that would have been pounded so hard. The second coming
I'm never
going to
get sick of that button.
1998 is a pole shift and the second coming of Christ. No. Whatever that event is interpreted to mean, which again,
I'm going to start turn off the mics Christ, and I'll hit those two
I'm going to start a strip club called Pole Shift.
Christ is the consciousness of the universe. And apparently Jesus made contact with that and actually became an embodiment of the consciousness of our galaxy according to the law of one. They call that the Logos. Jesus became a logoic incarnation. The incarnation.
They do call God Jesus the original logo.
That apparently has patterned.
David's the homos.
They think Jerry West is the logo, but Jesus is the official.
According to the law of one,
official logo.
That'd be a sick logo on the jersey.
Look, so just Jesus cities, crucified.
They have insectoid beings, and some of them they have reptilians.
It'll just be the Bull's mascot crucified.
Merpeople,
Betty the Bull.
Yeah.
Planets where there really is no surface crust.
We want Barabbas.
Different ways that life can form. And it always is going to take a biome that looks fairly similar to what we have on Earth. And then some creatures within that biome are going to evolve into an intelligent hominid form where it has eyes, nose, mouth, ears, a head, two arms, two legs usually. Some cases with the insects, they're not doing that. But mostly this is where it goes. But again, the individual star could choose to make your skin color blue or green or yellow. Or pink, or orange, and all these colors. Apparently.
His other move he's doing here is he's lost the ability to focus on one thing and actually explain it.
Yeah.
Because we get like 30 to 40 minutes into these things, and I still have no fucking idea what he's trying to tell us about. Because we went from some Vartica fire to glass of water to now there's orange or blue beings.
Yeah.
But like none of it ties together in any way.
No, they're all just small tidbits of information with no, you know, through line.
Apparently exist. White, stark white, stark gray, all these things exist.
Oh, no black?
There's a surprising
okay,
similarity
Dave.
In how human people look. And when you try to figure out why is it that all of the different the insiders, every
as what you would call evil
to, has said,
or
yeah,
black,
you know what? Everybody looks human. The answer is photons that have the human blueprint in them because
holy
that's the
shit.
Mind of
I
Christ.
See.
God made
the
man
people
in his
photons.
Image, the word God is actually translated as logos.
No, I think what he's saying is all the aliens appear human here because we appear human due to the sun photons containing human information. The same way he has the salamander laser. The sun is the human laser, so everyone turns into a humanoid creature.
So we would look funny on their planet.
Correct. We would be whatever they are.
Galactic Logos made humans in its image. So even though the Logos has a galaxy, and then there's all these stars, and the stars have planets, where the rubber meets the road is on the surface of those planets. You have a biome with all these different forms of life, and there's intelligent photons that come out of that sun that program life to evolve a certain way, just like you can program frog eggs.
All right. See, I got it.
Eggs.
All right. All right.
Now, at the end of 25,000 years, our sun in
27,200
big solar flash, which again the Hindus call Samvartika. There's how you spell the word. It also is sometimes spelled Samvarta. You can get rid of the AK at the end of the word there.
All right.
I hope someone with an AK shows up at your house.
But I'm setting it up for you so you understand why this is important. If extraterrestrials are all human, it's because of this science where individual stars are putting out photons that make human bodies.
Uh-huh.
Based on, according to the law of one, the sun, any given star has to invest in a particular form of life. So many of our planets in our solar system, in our galaxy, they're going to have hominid life. They're going to use apes, monkeys, that type of a life form to grow into human. But that isn't always what happens. There are apparently people who evolve out of cats more directly, out of dogs more directly.
Uh-huh.
Anything and everything you can imagine, I've had various insiders tell me about. So it's a very fascinating subject because we are right around the corner from getting to meet our galactic family. And we wonder where these UFOs are coming from.
Meet the cat people.
I believe that we have a very, very populated galaxy.
He probably just saw the play Cats.
And when you understand
he probably watches the movie.
This is disclosure. I didn't know they'd be able to sing.
That really adds a whole new layer of texture to the discussion. Because the reason all these ETs look human could be that this is the mind of Christ. This is the body of Christ. This is what it did.
God is the sun photons.
Wow.
Nobody's even talking. You guys are so blown away. Nobody's writing any comments. I'm like,
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Good, right? If
not that everyone's trying to process how fucking nuts you've gone.
Everyone is certainly just too mind blown.
Just be yourself, David. You're amazing, it says. Okay, great. I'll just keep doing that. So my point in telling you all this is if the human design is a galactic Christ template, you know, that's just the term Christians use, but it could be called Allah. It could be called Buddha. It could be called the Tao. Different religions appear to be contacted by these extraterrestrials who all know the same stuff, and they just try different ways of teaching it to us. But the one thing they agreed on in 35 different ancient cultures, hey, you guys are going to have a solar flash, and you're going to evolve into some new form of life as this happens. The big addition that I got through the Michael prophecies, as I've said in many previous shows now, is that apparently we are not going to have the pole shift catastrophe part. We're going to go through a non-catastrophic evolutionary event here on Earth.
Oh, well, that's good.
And Michael has asserted, he did this back in the late 1990s, that COVID, he describes COVID in so much detail, he even has the word itself put in various coded forms.
No, he doesn't. He has the word, I think it's the word coffee is in there, and then he says coffee, you take the CO from coffee, and coffee sounds like coughing. And a symptom of COVID was coughing.
Oh, there you go.
So when he said coffee, what he actually meant was COVID-19.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, ton of sense.
All the stuff that happened with inoculations, it's a very curious thing that Archangel Michael in these books dated. He said, you know, the real end of the Mayan calendar is actually December 26th, 2020. It got moved ahead from 2012.
Yeah, but then nothing happened then either.
Yeah.
Well, that's the day we're 4 years beyond that. Conjoining, and the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction happens on December 26, 2020. That's where the two planets are in the same place in the sky. And this has very, very interesting multidimensional effects when you understand that these two planets are much larger than all the other planets combined. And when they come together, because of the geometry and these energetic fields that we've now discovered, a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction is a very interesting effect on biological life and consciousness. Again, if biological life can be formed and changed by photons, if we can
change frog eggs
into salamander eggs using photons, then what's happening as the solar system is going through this charge up? Well, our DNA is changing. And according to the Law of One and many other spiritual traditions, including the ancient ones, this change is an elective process. You get to decide how much you're going to grow. But there is going to be an absolute time where there will be this Samvarta solar flash. And it says in the scriptures...
Now, back to the normal.
So you just made a new front slide. Oh, okay.
That's so sick. There was one slide with five words on it. That's like, oh, no, back to the usual.
That took him all week.
There are 12 direct references to Samvartika in the Hindu scriptures, and the way I found this is by going to...
Googling them? Oh, wow, you went to the second page. Good for you.
He went to the sacred source of google.com. Yeah. sacred-texts.com.
Oh, who doesn't like that place?
Website, and that constrains your search to a particular website.
You don't have to tell us how Google works.
I'm looking for everything, and I know, okay, well, sacredtexts.com has all the Hindu religious texts published on it. At least it's got the Mahabharata and some of the other Vedas, so that's enough. So just within the scope of what's in sacred texts, I can type
scope.
And then the word that I want to see before then, I just had a donation come in from Daisy, Alvin, Fred. Thank you.
That's definitely one of ours.
After the eclipse, we are going to get to that.
Nice.
I think the whole nothing happening after the eclipse, I believe what he said is they changed their minds.
Called it off.
Yeah, you'll never believe it. The extraterrestrials changed their minds. David wasn't wrong. They changed their minds.
They said psych.
He's got two moves now, which is the timeline shift and the changing of the mind.
Yeah.
He with those two tools, he can literally never be wrong.
Yeah, well, it'll never be his fault.
Yeah. It's always something else.
Yeah.
Bullet, folks, the deep state really wanted something to happen.
Oh, we dodged a bullet.
The Alliance was warning us, and it thankfully did not occur.
Thank God.
Oh, what a fucking retard.
No, no, no. We are very, very lucky.
Oh, no, they didn't lie to us. We're just super lucky. That makes sense.
David wasn't wrong. Neither were they.
No, we got lucky.
We dodged the bullet.
12 pages of results. That's a lot for some Vartica, okay?
So, well, David, you gain a million pages for all sorts of bullshit.
When I type in the word Samvartika, I got 12 hits out of the Hindu scriptures, and I just published the first two.
Wow.
I just said you can shorten it to Samvarta.
Okay.
And then you get 31 more references that you find in the Hindu scriptures. So it's adding up fast.
Who gives a fuck?
31, what, is, you're already up to
what does this mean?
It also translates in Buddhism as Samvata fire. So because Buddhism is derived off of Hinduism, you can go into the Buddhist tradition.
Is it?
They all look the same.
I thought the Buddhists were very different from the Hindus.
Yeah, it's a different religion entirely, actually.
Yeah, I don't think they're from the same branch.
There might have been a little bit of interference on the channel there, because they talk about how Samvata has something to do with, like, it's only going to happen once in so many, 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 many years. So there was a little bit of a loss in translation there. So I'm going to stick with the Hindu, because these texts, some people believe, many scholars believe, they're 18,000 years old. They survived the Atlantean catastrophe, and this time...
Oh, the Atlanteans were Hindu.
Yeah,
I didn't realize they were Indian.
That time,
that's where the original 7-Eleven is.
Which that also makes David Indian.
Oh, I cannot leave even though the tidal wave is coming. My shift does not end for another 3 hours.
And so this is very, very fascinating.
Just ancient people eating hot dogs off those rollers.
They called Rama, that had a nuclear war with a civilization they called Atlantis, which led to a cataclysm.
If I ever get rich, I'm going to put one of those hot dog rollers in my house.
It's a pretty cool thing to have. That and like a cool popcorn machine.
Yeah. I'm a 7-Eleven used to have a cheeseburger hot dog. It's like ground beef with cheese bits in it.
Ah, God bless them.
That was good shit. Look, that's why the Indians forever get a pass in my book for that.
They've come. They look. They understand us.
Anyone who comes up with the cheeseburger hot dog is okay in my book.
Everybody's really looking out for is this Samvartika fire.
You're allowed to come over.
Yeah. Everything changes again if you discover Yuga fire. I got two more donations. Lori Lee, thank you. YAS, thank you. I'm not going to be able to catch them all, or I'm never going to be able to get through all these slides, you guys. But thank you so much for the donations. I love it. I do need the money, so it's awesome.
We know.
I need like $2,000 total to get through the end of the month. We might even get that today, so I really appreciate it.
Damn, he is really hustling to get through the months.
Two grand.
He should be making $1,000 per stream.
Now, I'm not super solid on this yet because I haven't talked to anyone about it more thoroughly, but it does appear that someone else actually owns his house. It appears that ownership was transferred, and all David is doing is paying the tax on it. So basically someone else bought his house and is allowing him to live there, and he's paying the property taxes, which, again, I'm not 100% sure on that, but we do have a lot of documents that seem to indicate that.
So he's just got, what, like an angel investor who owns his house and just like, yeah, you can live there.
Yeah, so there's a corporation in Wyoming that appears to be a shell corporation. Again, appears. I can't say any of this for sure. That's just my way of covering my ass. I'm positive.
Allegedly.
Yeah, and then there were two people who I believe actually live in Texas who bought his house. But then
I wonder if he did that just because to get everything out of his name.
I don't know. That part I really don't know. I don't know if it's that or...
Because other than that, like, why would someone buy your house and just be like, nah, you can stay there?
Or, yeah, if he got to the point where he already knew that he wasn't going to be able to pay for the house, yeah. So someone stepped up.
Because if someone was going to, like, buy your house and let you live there, they probably just give you the title to the house.
It's a weird situation,
yeah.
And I haven't quite deciphered it yet, but it's definitely bizarre.
Anyway, so everything changes once you discover the term Yuga fire, because, whoa, now we got 187 different hits
woo,
in the Mahabharata
woo.
For Yuga fire, and what? It's the same thing. Okay, 187 different hits, but then I went through all of them, and approximately 65 do not actually...
Oh, so it wasn't 87. It was actually 22.
It was 87 minus 65.
About a fire at the end of the Yuga. And again, the Yuga fire
but
is
why
coming out of the sun.
Does it matter that
so again, we have a
there's
total of
Google results?
I don't, because that proves it's real.
I was able to find just off of what's on Sacred Text, more donations.
Only facts are on Google.
Fred Brian, for a total of 157 references.
Daisy donated again.
31 for Samvartika, 4 for Samvarta, 122 for Yuga Fire.
I do like that these streams have just turned into our audience harassing him.
I mean, he is, once again, he's a UFO lolcow.
Yes. Yeah. UFO Chris Champ.
Most people at this point are just watching him to make fun of him because it's hilarious.
We're just waiting for him to do something stupid. Yeah. And the great part is he always delivers.
He always comes through.
Considered a fact. They came here from somewhere else. They have blue skin. And what are they doing? They're fighting against another race that they call Rakshasas.
What?
Or
is that the Jews?
And these Rakshasas and snakes clearly appear to be humanoid reptilians. And even in India, you have these Naga temples, and the Nagas are reptilian human
beings. We need to bomb the freaking lizards. They keep trying to rob our 7-Elevens.
Nagas. Go look that up.
Yeah, the damn Nagas.
You Nagas.
Out there in India. So, like, reptilians? Blue-skinned humans? Yeah, it was an extraterrestrial society, but prior to the fall of Atlantis, Earth was widely colonized by extraterrestrials.
Oh, right.
Very advanced technologies. And I've heard this now from multiple insiders that Afghanistan and Iraq, that the U.S. military went in there and they dug up very advanced spaceships and very advanced technologies.
And then we also took the heroin.
When the U.S. went in there in these wars.
Well, why is it that all these cultures that he says are so advanced, how come they're not advanced anymore?
Yeah, how come white people rule so much?
Why if Iraq and Afghanistan were so advanced, I mean, compare the United States to them. It seems like we're way further along than they are.
They don't have McDonald's.
So what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Where's their fast food franchise? Do they have a Buc-ee's? Okay.
So
I wonder what fast food is like in Iraq.
West to east, which is the top part of Africa. It's sand. All dry and yellow looking. It's very it's kind of bland and uninspiring.
A fry container of sand.
I mean, the Chinese eat fried rocks.
That's true. We've seen them suck on their chili rocks. God, that fucking sucks.
And they're not even poor. They just think that's cool.
You go 40 to 400 feet below the surface, you dig down through the sand, you're going to find all these megalithic ancient ruins. And one of the things that Uncle Jack told me, in the guy who was the Rothschild whistleblower, was that there are statues of people with African features. They have
we were all black.
Oh, shit, he just used they have big lips and noses.
Oh, look, he's just being honest.
Essentially not very friendly.
My favorite eugenicist says that they have an extra bone in their ankle.
It does kind of seem like he's slipping into race science, but he's just using alien names instead of being racist.
I mean, pretty much.
It's, again, I think he's too dumb to be racist, but...
Yeah, well, David's not, he doesn't have that type of bone in his body.
Like, I really do think he believes they're aliens. I don't think he's actually racist, but he's getting very close to some other lines of thinking.
We're just saying racists might agree.
Yes.
At all. And that's one of the reasons why they haven't let us find out that there's these massive statues of black people that are very amazing.
Yeah, what would that do?
Sand in Africa, all over the place.
Brother Bobby would have loved it.
If you want to find them... If you want to find similar
the historian Herodotus talked about this stuff.
They found the same kind of architecture in the buried stone heads. So if you go look up the Olmec stone heads, these weird large stone heads, they look like they're Africans. Well, there's a lot more of that stuff over under the sand in Africa. And so what they also
If it's in Africa.
Yeah, it would look like Africans in Africa.
Jack, they ate out of materializers. They were not growing crops. They had to go backwards in technology.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Okay, this is just alien racism.
Yeah.
So the Africans had food materializers, and due to that, they never developed agriculture.
Oh, that's why they hated slavery so much. They never had to pick crops.
But then, yes, now we've taken away the food materializer, and they don't know how to grow crops.
Oh, they have a natural aversion to picking crops.
Damn, the aliens fucked them over.
No wonder it was so traumatic.
Grow crops after this catastrophe happened, because they had 3D printed food. And you could get the most delicious meal you could ever want. You don't ever have to worry about it. You hit the button, it comes out perfectly every time.
They were eating fried chicken.
As opposed to me, I have to go make microwave meals. It comes out terrible every time.
Peterson told me about one of the, they found a sarcophagus in Egypt, which is one of these areas
and there was
in Africa
a
where you go down and you find these ancient ruins. They found a sarcophagus and nobody could figure out.
A magus.
And then it turned out that if you put your hands on it and you started singing a certain way...
That'd be great if it just turned out Pete Peterson was just like a Klan member.
He was just an actual racist.
Yeah.
This is a technology, apparently. You can read the hieroglyphics, and then it will tell you what to sing. And if you sing that phrase, it opens the chest.
Yeah, you sing Get It Sexy by Sexy Red, and it opens up.
Really amazing extraterrestrial-looking tools inside the sarcophagus, including like handheld little toys, and they didn't even know what the handheld devices could
do. Wow. Interface advanced technology, like handheld toys.
They
don't really
know. They were buried with their Game Boy.
He basically sang the sarcophagus open.
My Gucci pants, my booty hole brown.
There's so many things that we're not even looking at, and we need more people. We need to get the truth out. We need to get workers on this stuff.
Yeah, we got the world has to know about this. We got to start singing at the sarcophagus.
Okay,
just getting kicked out of the pyramid because you're reciting Tupac lyrics.
And even though their civilization died off, one of the things we have left behind from them is the Mahabharata and other Hindu texts. Those were written while they were here, and they had this high technology. We just don't understand what we're reading.
Why don't you explain it,
though? They always talk about the Satya Yuga as the end of this whole process. After the 25,000 years, this is what we're going to get. The Satya Yuga is, according to Hindu belief, a golden age of righteousness, free of sin, marked by longevity, physical strength, beauty, and stature.
Wow.
There were giants in those days whose moral, mental, and physical strength enabled them to undergo long brahmacharya, continence, and tapas, or austerities. Longevity permitted lengthy spiritual exercises. Life then depended on
they could
narrow
fuck
and
all day.
Cycle or lock of years. And
they did write a whole book
they
about it.
They were ready.
I don't think I'd want to die when I willed it because I'd probably
their
will it too early.
Shoot your load early.
Just have a rough day. Be like, yeah, you know what? I'm done. I'm tapping out. Yeah. All right. I'm ready to die.
See over here. It's a fascinating crossover. The Satya Yuga is the goal of where we want to go. This is the concept of ascension. After the 25,000 years, the sun does its thing, which now we're learning is not going to be catastrophic, at least not at first.
Oh, the sun does its thing, but it doesn't actually do the thing.
Until all of us are ready for it to happen, which could take another 100, 700 years, according to the law of one.
Well, that's a long
time.
Right
now, we're going to get what Michael, in my books, is called
anytime between now and a few centuries from now.
Anytime between Memorial Day 2025 and 700 years from now.
Yeah, but it's coming.
At the Marriott Hotel, I think it is, or Best Western, I forget which one.
No. You're at a motel, not a hotel.
That's one I've done since before COVID that was scheduled. I impromptu walked in on Corey Good's event in 2021, I believe, or 2020.
That was very funny. Corey fucking hated him for that.
Well, he crashed his event.
He did, and he spoke for like 2 hours.
I'm probably going to do more in the future.
That rules.
David shows up, he's like, hey, can I do 15 minutes?
Let me do a quick set. And then just takes over the whole
fucking
event.
2 hours later.
To come in this week.
Oh, did I run the clock?
I think he just said he was expecting new.
Very busy. We've had some incredible, incredible news. I have probably two different deals that I'm expecting for our company, Stavati Aerospace, to come in this week.
Those have still not appeared.
Yeah, I hate to tell you.
And even a full week before this, he said it was going to manifest that week. And then here we are a week later, and he's saying it's going to manifest. And now we're recording this 2 weeks beyond this.
Yeah.
It has yet to manifest.
So all the worries I have about taxes, I'm not worried about it at all. They'll be able to pay it.
You should be.
You know, look, it is a better place to be mentally. Be like, no, it's going to be fine.
But how is he holding these two things in his head at the same time? He's saying he needs $2,000 to get through the month, but then also he's going to be able to pay off his $1.4 million tax debt?
Well, you know, he thinks he's both fine and kind of fucked.
Yeah.
So your super chats are very much appreciated. It's going to be this week, I think. I think it's going to be this week.
It was not.
Anyway, it's very, very
it was not that week.
If anybody has a ton of money, it'd be really funny to send him like $1,000 super chat and then dispute it with your bank.
Yeah, file a credit card dispute.
Yeah, and then get it taken away.
Yeah, I want to start doing shows whether I feel good or not. You know, if I'm not in the best mood, actually, honestly, doing the show now, I feel a lot better than I did before. I'm really enjoying talking about giants and Satya Yuga.
Well, for 3 hours, you get to not dwell on your impending doom.
100 times happier. And what life on Earth is like now, you have a much, much greater ability to appreciate yourself, to appreciate your past lives, to appreciate your connection to the universe. You're not wondering if you're alone in the universe. You're aware
that
you
are
surrounded by and
oh.
by a living power that intelligently creates matter out of nothing.
I want him to talk about the crows.
You, according to the law of one,
yeah, what's going on with the turkeys?
I don't care about Hindu scripture.
To create life, and we already do.
Talk to us about wildlife.
We already do. Both sides, good and evil, are able to create life in different capacities if they know what they're doing.
It would be really funny if for one of these he just came on, he's like, you know, I'm really not feeling it today, folks, but we're gonna try and power through.
Positive or negative,
I need the money.
I couldn't do a PowerPoint this week, folks.
If it's a negative option, then you are what the law of one calls confused, and you have to go through karma in which whatever suffering you cause others is going to happen to you. So that's where...
Well, what does that mean about your situation?
This is another one of those calculations he can't seem to do, which is if everything is the result of karma,
Yeah, if I believe in karma and I was 1.4 in the hole, I'd be like, man, I must have fucked up.
It's I touched on this previously, but the karma thing works when you're on a TV show that's successful and you can do speaking gigs that are successful and you have a hot wife.
Yeah.
That's all well and good. It makes sense. Yeah, like, look at him. He knows what he's talking
about.
He's
crushing.
But then when you lose all that,
yeah,
you got to switch the angle because it doesn't quite hit the same to be like, I need money.
If I don't get $2,000, I'm going to be sleeping on the street.
Recruit me into how the fuck does he not have two G's?
Side of the world religion.
Yeah,
really that is rough.
I've had so many people try to recruit me and tell me, oh, Lucifer isn't a bad thing, and it's been misunderstood. It's just the
that was the other thing he said. He said someone offered him $1 billion.
Should have taken the deal.
Now,
definitely.
With the way I do, you find out that there's some really dark things involved, and I don't want to ever participate in those things. So I have ran from it whenever it was offered to me. Even if it included the idea that you're going to get $100 million or you're going to get $1 billion,
yeah,
I don't care.
Noble David.
There's no amount of money you can pay me to make me want to get involved in this. Now,
pay me that much, I'll do it.
Most of the people who are involved in this,
I'll do it for significantly cheaper than $1 billion.
Hatred towards them again. The I'll
put on my demon, my satanic necklace.
Yeah, give me 10 and I'm good.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hate these people, and I don't think you should either. I don't want to. If somebody's grown up in a very dark system, that's not an excuse to feel that they themselves had free will every step of the way. They probably didn't.
Most of the time,
you get born into this stuff. You can't escape. You have no way out.
See, we're not responsible for our actions.
Yeah, we were born into this.
We were born the fucking hit us with the laser.
Yeah.
Something you have to go through.
Turned us into assholes.
They hit us with the retard gun in the womb.
We're not responsible for anything we say or do.
My mother was trying to birth a salamander.
And that's going to be very difficult for us as more and more of this information emerges. But I really want to stress that once again, that if you were born into this, if you grew up in it your whole life, you really had no choice, and there's no way to escape without being killed for most of these
people. That's a dark message.
So, yeah, that's not great.
Sense, the whistleblower who's
not a, hey, you can always get out of it. You're in it till you die. Sorry.
There would be a mass exodus. And if they could get out and live, that's the key. So all of this stuff that a certain group of people are doing is considered in the Law of One to be the negative polarity or the negative path that can get very horrific. But this is not just an accident. The negative is authorized to be here for the purpose of creating spiritual growth for us.
Uh-huh.
Apparently in the Law of One, they said in the beginning, there were universes, there were galaxies created that had stars and planets, and the people on those planets had a full online connection to the One Infinite Creator. They were always online. They always had full access. They could do whatever they wanted. They had, and it turns out that they would sit around for hundreds of thousands of years completely bored. They were like spoiled rich kids, blissed out, high all the time, didn't want to do any work.
Now, wait a second.
Hell yeah, dude.
That sounds pretty good.
Nothing really very exciting happened in their civilizations.
Who needs poetry if you're delightfully high all the time?
Yeah, oh, I've got opium.
There was a veil created between the conscious and the superconscious mind, starting in one galaxy or one logos. And what this allowed for is in third dimensional reality now, people could become consciously unaware that they were connected to any higher consciousness or that there was a God.
Wait, consciously unaware?
Created a,
how do you do that?
They were unconsciously conscious.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
Much massively increased spiritual growth process. Instead of hundreds of thousands of years, people could get it done 25,000 years. Bang,
right.
Bang, bang. Few incarnations. Human incarnation.
So we need the suffering.
Get out of
right, right.
Which I do agree with.
Density, and now you become this ascended being with all these amazing abilities. And it's 100 times happier. You can levitate. You can fly.
So I guess David just thinks he's going through all this so he can be ascended by the time the solar flash happens.
He's going to be able to fly.
It's all kinds of interesting stuff you're going to be able to do. So,
I don't know what that would fix.
I mean, I guess that's like, have you ever seen a depressed person on a jet ski?
Yeah.
You ever seen a sad person who could fly?
But it's like, you know, flying doesn't pay the bill. I guess it could.
You could fly away from them.
What? Yeah, you can't get me all over. But I guess maybe you could do like a sideshow type thing where people would come to watch the flying man.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really, you know, do much for you.
David's one man show.
I guess you'd save money on, you know, a car and insurance.
He had this roaring voice. And in Michael Prophecies, I reinterpret multiple occasions of where Jesus uses his voice of power or other examples of it in the Bible. And then Edgar Cayce did it, of course, when he was levitating and spoke as Archangel Michael. His voice was shaking the walls of the house, and that's on legal record testimony from his son, Hugh Lynn Cayce.
I mean, you can put anything on the record.
So this Kripta Yuga is
another
name
say all kinds of crazy
Satya
shit.
Yuga, and again, there's 72 references to Kripta Yuga in the Mahabharata, as you can see right here. 72 results.
Okay.
When I type in Kriti Yuga and Mahabharata, so just that book alone. So again, the Kriti Yuga.
He just gets hyper focused on the dumbest shit.
Yeah, he does.
Look how many Google results there are.
72.
The whole planet's going to transform. And in Hinduism and Zoroastrianism, they say that the negative is allowed to be existing.
All right.
Especially Zoroastrianism points this one out. The negative is allowed to exist to promote evolution in the positive.
Yeah, but then what does Zoroastrianism say about the Shinvad Bridge and stuff?
Disc.
It kind of
isn't this something?
That doesn't really work out in the end.
That are unable to gaze at the sun. The Karuvas, on that occasion, could not gaze at Jaya, who seemed to be possessed of the energy of the all-destroying sun that rises at the end of the yuga, having arrows for his rays and Gandiva for his beautiful circular disc.
Wow.
Wow. Circular disc, huh?
Yeah, look at that be.
All-destroying sun that rises at the end of the yuga. Oh, yeah, you know that thing. Right, we all know about the all-destroying sun at the end of the yuga. Well, that's the thing, man. Every time they talk about this solar flash, all of these ETs, they know about it. They look at how comfortable they are about the idea that, hey, this guy, whoever this person is who's in this beautiful circular disc, he's glowing in this really amazing white light that the sun does normally at the end of the cycle. Well, what we find out is that these beings are on a different cycle of time than we are. And so 25,000 years for us might only be like 25 years for them. So if you only have 25 years to hang out on a given planet in your time before the sun gives off an explosion, and you got to get the heck out of there. Every 25 years, you got to.
This is kind of a new thing he's been preaching about for a little bit here, is that I think he seems to believe, going back to vibrations and stuff, is that we coexist with a variety of other entities.
Right.
But they're just vibrationally different. So somehow.
That's why they're blue.
Yeah, yeah. So there's multiple of us existing on the same planet at the same time. We just can't see any of them. Due to vibes.
Well, that's, you know, seems to make sense.
Go find another trailer hitch, my friend. You can't go hook up to that trailer park anymore because it's going to freaking blow.
That's where you're going to be living
soon. Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the possibility.
White Trash David would be a lot of, that'd be a fun arc.
That'd be pretty cool.
Where have we heard that before? Oh, that's right. Christian ETs.
All the meth heads would love them. Just getting fucking geeked and listening to this.
Yeah, just telling them about how the light's going to give us fucking the ability to fly.
Assuming fire at the end of the yuga. Where do they get that from? Well, again, if 25 years, every 25 years, the sun's going to go, then yeah, you better well believe you're ready for it, and you're going to be.
I mean, it seems if I didn't know what the sun was, it'd be like, hey, at some point, that thing's probably going to explode.
Well, we talked about this when the eclipse happened. Like, if you saw that and you didn't fucking know what it was, of course you're going to think the world's ending or something. The big ball of fire in the sky is suddenly blacked out.
Something's going on.
And he also has
the gods are mad.
Solar flash to him. The great god Mahadeva, suspending both prana and apana, the two foremost of the five life breaths, by shutting his mouth properly and casting glances on every side, showed himself there. Now, I believe that this is also a metaphor of the sun, and the sun shutting its mouth. If the sun had a constant stream of particles going out, and then it closes its mouth, the particles are going to build up and lead to the solar flash. So I think that's part of the analogy.
Oh, what?
The sun is going to puke?
Oh, Sage 222, thank you. $20. It's awesome. I'm making money. Yeah. Possessed of many eyes, that vanquisher of all foes, that lord of even the gods of all gods. And I'm getting pounded so hard. Suddenly arose within the pit in which was kept the sacrificial fire. So he's got many eyes. This is a typical thing you see in the Hindu scriptures.
You know, at least the shadow of Ezra stuff gets interesting.
Which is this image of gods.
Maybe that's what I'm keying in on here. David, like, this isn't entertaining.
No.
It's just. But
he's
like
just reading things.
He's just reading Hindu texts.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no talk about aliens. Talk about this.
There's no analysis to it, really.
Like, this is just, a boring recitation of a book that we could all read by ourselves.
I get it. The Hindus believe some crazy shit.
They have all of these faces. There's a face here, face here, face here. And it goes
David,
all
you need
around.
To do it in a very Indian accent if it's going to be entertaining. You see, there's a very big disc in the sky that is going to blow up and make us all gay.
Like the solar flash, and they describe that to Mahadeva several times in the Hindu scriptures. And
why are you gay?
Wherever you're standing, they are looking at you. It's the face and the body points towards you. It's like a holographic projection. And this really trips people out. They don't really know what
to make out
of
this. It's all just David trying to explain it away.
Yeah.
How do you explain somebody who's facing you no matter where you are?
Actually, when I was sucking that dick, they were using the laser.
It was the sun that made me do it.
So that's what we're seeing.
Laser made it gay.
I got a new superpower called the Gluck 9000.
That's what they mean. They mean that he has a face that looks at you regardless of where you're standing around him. I
thought I'd be able to fly. Apparently, just have a great throat.
Okay. Possessed of the effulgence of 1,000 suns. Wow. And looking like another Samvartaka. There you go. The great god Mahadeva smiled gently at Daksha and addressed him
bump
and said,
up the speed
what
slightly.
What, Ramana, shall I do to, for you? Imagine. How
so we can all suffer through less of this fucking reading of the Samvartaka.
No two people see the same thing.
This is like last time when we watched him, he just read from the Law of One for like the last 45 minutes.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is when you have to just know he's a little out of material.
It's going to be yes, to just read.
To yeah.
For, spiritual change I say after I feels. Just put out like five he straight episodes of me just reading shit. Like
but we had a point.
Yeah. And I made that text.
David's just doing it to fill time.
But actually, Chat GPT made that text. But
only David could use Chat GPT.
It didn't want to summarize Cosmic Disclosure for me at a certain point because it said it couldn't give me information about a terrorist organization. I have no idea what it was talking about. I had to argue with it for like 20 minutes.
No, he's not a terrorist. He's retarded.
That's literally what I said. I was like, no, this is just two idiots talking. Just give me the summary.
I probably have renamed it, but I didn't get to write this.
Maybe oh, I you didn't write the ancient Hindu text. I understand.
Like Lord of Stars.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Very strange term. He shines like the Lord of Stars. Again, they're talking about the solar flash. There it is again. The fire born of his energy resembled in effulgence the lightning that flashes amongst clouds. And this is what's so strange. In the Michael prophecies, they're talking about how we, the people who get the highest graduation off of this
but
first wave of ascension.
It's you. You
apparently
wrote
I get
it.
To be one of them.
Oh,
okay.
Play around with lightning exactly like what's described here. You
I wish he would own the crazy shit he's talked about because he has said before that he has gained the ability to shoot ball lightning from his hands.
Yeah, he has.
And then for some reason that disappeared and he just never talked about it again.
Yeah.
Now, again, the same way I would propose, if you've got the laser for salamanders, maybe show that on camera. I would also say if you have the ability to form lightning with your hands and control it like the God of Thunder.
Yeah.
Maybe put that again, ideas to get out of debt. That'd probably make you pretty popular if you could control lightning with your hands.
That would go viral. For sure.
I discovered that it's each finger has a different conduit of lightning.
Oh, yeah, see? It's telling us.
You can do stuff just with one finger. It's just incredibly, incredibly.
Is that what she tells you?
I don't pay electricity bills anymore.
You cannot imagine the power that these beings
just
have.
Him standing at
point.
His breaker box. Like,
come on.
Spiritual homework. So he resembles lightning.
No one wants to do homework,
again,
David.
Like the solar flash. It
only
seemed
nerds
as if
and dweebs.
Suns were rising there with Mahadeva, filling every side with a dazzling, glowing light and splendor. The energy of the Supreme Lord looked like the Samvartaka fire, which destroys all creatures.
That's just God wearing a Supreme t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, you know, the Samvartaka fire that destroys all creatures. We all know about that. It happens every 25 years. We got to get the hell out of here, man. We don't want to be around for this. So wait a minute. He looks like the Samvartaka fire? Yeah, it's the same thing again. They describe a period of great tribulation that leads to an ascension. That certainly is what's going on right now. This is a much more appropriately named Vanaparva, the more honest whatever. And then Obharata, the fire called Samvartaka. Impelled by the winds, appears on an earth that was already been dried to cinder by seven suns. This appears to be a reference to seven chakras.
It's like, we get it. There's going to be fire.
And a solar flash, right? That fire penetrating through the earth, making its appearance.
You know, I'm trying to manifest with my mind. I really just want
to
see him get hit in
the
face with pie.
Just want someone to pie David.
Just right. If someone just fucking hit him in the face right now with a lemon meringue pie.
Nobody likes this.
He has a pieable face. It's like it fits perfectly in a pie tin.
Yeah, the cylinder would fit, right? He's proportional to the tin.
Right, it's just like narrow enough to really...
The Lord made him to be pie to the face.
The man needs a graham cracker crust in the dome.
Hash browns for the surface of the planet.
Or a pie.
Michael has used this...
Maybe a crispy crust?
...1990s to tell us. But it's not going to be catastrophic. And again, they're playing by the rules.
Right, except for the fact where you said it would be catastrophic until that ended up being wrong.
I was
going to
say that the Indians made it seem pretty catastrophic.
Ego and making money is all anybody ever says.
All right, we finally arrived at something.
Michael has used this channeling contact I had in the 1990s to tell us that it's not going to be catastrophic. And again, they're playing by the rules. You might not like that it happened through me. Oh, I hate that, David Wilcox.
Okay, so we are, he still does think he's the Messiah.
Yes.
Okay,
oh, yes.
Well, that's nice.
Maniac, all he ever wants to do is make, I've heard this ever since.
It's kind of a bad idea to, if you're going to try and say you don't need money, maybe you shouldn't say in the live stream, like, hey, I'm really desperate for money. I need $2,000 to make it through the end of the month. Please give me money.
I'm not doing this for the money, but I am broke.
All they ever say is I want money. Now, please give me money.
1996. Ego and making money is all anybody ever says.
Well, look, David, again, free game. If everyone always says that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's true.
Maybe look inward.
Maybe it's true that you're obsessed with money and ego, especially after you thought you had sold those planes to the Japanese. He was very, very proud of himself.
He's really hyped.
And you know what they say? Pride cometh before the fall. Before the fall.
Stuff that I've studied and learned. And I would say if somebody throws us a rope and we can get through all this stuff successfully, that's a wonderful thing. I'm not going to look at that as something bad, okay?
Okay.
But again, this is what would have happened if we hadn't learned our lessons, as Michael is
would have happened.
Oh, right.
Excuse us.
That fire blazing forth in effulgence consumes the universe with gods, Asuras, Gandharvas.
What a cool loophole. You can just predict anything, and then when it doesn't happen, be like, well, yeah, but it was going to happen.
It could have.
It could have happened.
Their rise in imagine the sky, that. Masses of clouds looking like herds of elephants and decked with wreaths of lightning that are wonderful to behold. Some of these clouds are the hue of blue lotus. Some are the hue of
water. That's where David gets fucked in his behold.
Some resemble the filaments of the lotus. Some resemble purple. Some are yellow as turmeric. And some are like a crow's egg.
He's going to start selling supplements.
Wreaths of lightning, wonderful to behold. Therese Wade, again, has donated. Thank you so much, Therese. You're regular. I appreciate that. Wreaths of lightning. Well, what the heck is this?
It's a little lightning.
This was something that lightning like wreaths, had in his visions, and sure enough, he was right.
Oh, no, don't reference him.
What is...
Wreaths of lightning. Well, what the heck is this? Well, this was something that Corey Good actually had in one of his visions, and sure enough, he was right.
He was not
talking about it being in the Aurora Borealis arena, and I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. If the solar flash hits the surface of the Earth in the atmosphere,
he just also filed another very poor
why? Because we're going to
filing in the lawsuit.
Well, he might as well keep going for it.
So much solar particle emissions will be.
He's trying to explain why he shouldn't have to pay other people's legal fees. There's a whole filing on like how the lawsuit wasn't frivolous.
Oh, okay. He just lost, but it wasn't frivolous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not very convincing.
1917, both years, and 17 is where most of it happened. And in 1917, there was a flying disc that's associated with Christians.
17
like
Mary, Q?
But it's showing you these incredible colored spectra of light across the entire sky in Portugal.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be in our film Levitation. It's coming out later this year.
Oh, yeah. Any day now, that film will be out.
Any day. I'm sure it won't be nothing but purchased B-roll.
We're going to talk about Levitating Saints. We're going to talk about this Fatima event, the rainbow colors in the sky. I'm really looking forward to that movie coming out. We've just had a lot of challenges. We're trying to get a narrator, and he can't work until May. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet, but oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I really hope he does it.
I hope he's getting scammed.
Me too. It's
again,
just an AI voice.
Yeah.
We've got Morgan Freeman.
This, I think we
you can never believe it. He was available.
When fierce and malicious Daityas and Rakshasas.
That's
again,
a good grift. Just using the AI to.
Just, oh, I represent a lot of great, you know, gods, really talented voice actors.
Well, I was playing around 11 Labs has the. They do really good voice AI, but now they've got a feature where you can record the voice yourself and then change it into one of their voices.
Nice.
It's pretty
I
sick.
My birth in the families of virtuous men, and by assuming a human body, I restore tranquility by exterminating all evil. Wow, this is so amazing.
Wow.
Think about what it's really saying. Cut off.
Think about that.
I take my birth in the families of virtuous people, and I assume a human form. So one of these people could be you. You might be ready to turn into something like Mahadeva. Some people, according to Archangel Michael,
are I'm ready to become Indian.
Activation. You're going to have lightning coming out of your body.
Imagine the end of the world happens and just everyone becomes Indian.
Oh, my God. David was right. We're all fucking Indian now.
Any
I better go do the job at this 7-Eleven.
I'm very tempted to just start claiming everything David claims.
All this stuff becomes
see where
very,
it gets you?
Thing.
Yeah, well, it's
so
like, what is
exactly 1 hour in since I started.
It would make it's as perfect. Much sense for me to be Edgar Cayce and Rob Ta and all these things. And I think it would just really frustrate him to have some other guy just say it all the same shit.
That's my bit.
Because this is kind of in three parts.
Joke thief.
Hack.
So this all comes back to a contact that happened with Zarathustra, who got anglicized into Zoroaster. The original name was Zarathustra. But the English, they can't pronounce anything, mate. So they just say, oh, It's Zoroaster.
Was that Uncle Colin?
It's
like
called
voice.
Called whitewashing,
my
David.
Myanmar became Burma because they couldn't pronounce Myanmar.
What if these savages' gods were white?
Anyway, Ahura Mazda was a being who is again associated with
the same invented the Mazda car.
Yes, he's the one who gave me my Mazda 3.
Which clearly implies that there is a flying saucer involved in this, folks. And the wings just show that the disc is flying.
Does it?
Oh, that's just the sun as it goes across the sky. That's what the skeptical archaeologists say. Okay, well, why is there a guy like standing inside the sun? It kind of looks to me more like.
Why is
the
guy
craft,
standing
okay?
inside a UFO?
Really
yeah.
Neither one makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, we can play this game.
Also, why would the UFO saucer, have wings?
How do you show that the disc is flying? Well, let's put wings on it.
Oh,
right. I see. They were stupid.
He contacted this individual, Zoroaster. The Vendidad is one of the ancient scriptures of the Zoroastrians, and in the first Far God or chapter, this is again something
he's a
where
God.
Zoroaster had this flying disc come down.
David's fagot that he prays to.
And proceeded to tell him a bunch of stuff and
please
said,
please take away these
down.
Thoughts.
And this is how Zoroastrianism got born.
Is she thinking with this?
He's trying to pray away the gay to the gay deity.
He's going to go to a gay conversion camp.
Please make me normal.
Circular disc. It's all interconnected, folks. And what they're talking about here is
I love those camps because the guys who run them are
king,
all obviously flaming homosexuals.
Oh, yeah, it's just dudes trying to talk themselves out of it.
Death.
I love pussy so much now.
It is believed that what we now see as Zoroastrianism migrated to Iran and Persia from Siberia. This is what major scholars on Zoroastrianism say. And
no
they
one
also
said
say that.
That
Hindu culture.
I don't know that for sure.
India
I'm just assuming because he says
he
it, it's not
probably a safe
once
bet.
Again, as the Casey reading said, the Rama civilization was in Siberia. The other civilization was in what we now call Antarctica.
Yep.
There was a pole shift, and both of these areas that were comfortable to live were overrun with ice, and they all became unlivable.
Oh, with
there
meth.
Was an Aryan migration where the Zoroastrians moved
it
to
it was
Iran,
an epidemic.
And the
yeah.
Hindus moved to India.
It was
just
a bunch of Indians tweaked out.
Siberia, which is this. Glorified
that's how the rickshaw got invented.
Yeah.
They don't need cattle anymore. They'll pull the thing themselves.
Yama in
just
Hindus,
a fucking
okay?
pipe on the end
so
of it.
A lot of scripture I'm really simplifying here. The amazing thing is go back and look at the
like a steam
Roswell
engine, like the
yeah.
spout, is, except it's just
a
guy.
They have one of those beer koozies, but for meth.
Yeah.
Of something that looked like a rocket. In Siberia, they were digging and they found that some miners dug up this thing that looks like a rocket.
Miners or miners?
I didn't know what it was back then. It had these Hindu-looking, or it had Sanskrit on it. It had Sanskrit inscriptions on the rocket. So when Stalin found out that Roswell had happened after 1947 or 1945, I forget, 1947, I think is when Roswell.
Roswell
happened.
Was so in 1947,
around,
Dave.
Or somebody right after him. And he sends out...
Oh,
was
Stalin or someone else.
Yeah, one of those guys.
In 1945 or 1947, it was Stalin or someone else.
The Russians did. They dug up the missile. It was a full-blown rocket. And it had unusual propulsion that helped them develop their own UFO technology. And they apparently found this vault of documents. And the documents included stuff from off-planet, including plans on how to build spaceships and things like this.
Wow.
Then why don't they have them?
From that civilization,
and they still lost the Cold War.
And again, had been comfortable in Siberia until the Earth shifted on its axis. Everybody moved. That's called the Aryan Migration. And then you end up with Zoroastrianism.
The what?
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're going to get there.
But Zoroastrianism, again, has the same king.
Aryan David.
So believed that
he does have blonde hair and blue eyes.
He probably thinks he's good.
Yima or Yama, who banished old age and death. And this was apparently a golden age. These people had incredible abilities. They did not get old. They did not die. They had lightning coming out of them. All this kind of amazing stuff, which we're going to have again.
Sick.
Such a childish view on things.
They
didn't get old. They didn't die. Also lightning.
They got superpowers.
Whom you taught these teachings. And he said, Yima the Splendid, who watched over his subjects, O righteous Zarathustra. So again, that's Yama
in
Hinduism.
An hour and 5 minutes.
I did first
teach Zoroastrian text.
Interesting. So now these two historians went really crazy and wrote this book called
History of Zoroastrianism. Oh, they went crazy.
You can't really tell from looking at the cover. I bought
yeah,
this.
Yeah, look how crazy.
It's like a solid 3+ inch thick book.
Wow, that's
and
a
I
whole...
know what 3 inches looks like.
maybe I'll dig it out at some point.
That book's a whole like 350 pages.
Yeah.
But anyway, Boyce and Grenet are the two people.
Compared
who
to most of the UFO
the
pamphlets,
is,
he counts as books.
The
yeah.
Most authoritative deep dive on Zoroastrianism that anybody's ever done. And by doing that, we're able to get down to the core of what did these prophecies actually say about what the Zoroastrians call Fraso Kererti. Or Frasho Kereti. I've heard
yeah,
it in different
there you
ways.
Go.
Kererti, Kereti, Frasho, Fraso. There's different ways to pronounce it.
Froyo.
But what is Frasho Kereti?
What is
it? It literally translates as making wonderful, but let's not get ahead of myself. It's all in slides. Zoroaster's future expectations.
We want to preempt the slide.
Based upon our loved and familiar planet Earth. The Earth will be restored to its original perfection, and the kingdom of Ahura Mazda will arrive. And again, these are people in the saucers.
Why didn't he say come? I was ready to hit the button.
So we're not going anywhere. It was
he knows.
I really do think so. Because
he has to.
We've had a few things. You know, he's always kind of hinted at it in the past. The Twitter thing with the Shadow of Azure tweet, that was 100%. That couldn't have been someone else.
1,000%.
But the picture changing on Google, like, certain things just...
They're very specific.
Well, just why would it change days after we talk about it? It doesn't really make sense any other way.
It's very interesting.
I added to that picture, like, randomly throughout the video. Happens. I did. I just had it appear at random.
Concerted efforts of the just. Yeah, that's what we're seeing right now. It's all being exposed. It's taking longer than we like, but it's happening. Human virtues such as justice, faith, liberality, joyfulness will then be increasing throughout the world, and vices such as tyranny, dictatorships, right, enmity, jealousy, heresy, not believing, you know, having these false or, you know, evil religions, and injustice will all dwindle away. This is really
any
incredible.
Day
this
now.
Is what's going to happen.
It's coming.
Our whole planet is going to change into this.
Once
this is
the
ancient
sun
from ancient text,
gets angry,
Christianity, the three wise men. Were Zoroastrians. They were following the prophecy of Saoxian. They followed the light in the sky, which was probably a craft, leading them to the birthplace.
It probably was. It was probably a UFO. That's a good point.
They had gold and they had myrrh. Two of those three gifts are incense. And we were just talking last week about how incense is an anti-demonic agent. So isn't it interesting?
Oh, it is. Right.
Anti-demonic incense they
you use incense along with the karate guy in your head to keep the demons away.
They hate good smells.
Because the emperor at the time was trying to kill every firstborn son. Because he'd heard that this prophecy of the Messiah being born was happening. And so the frankincense and myrrh was, again, let's make this stable that they're in really nice. Let's smoke it out with some nice incense. Hopefully
we're going
to
smoke them out.
For the baby Jesus there. I guess nobody did. Zoroaster perceived the salvation of our world as
you like that, Jesus?
It's keeping the demons away.
As well as
no, this is anti-demonic.
Gobbled right outside the window. Let's see if I can get him to do it.
All right. See, this is what I'm talking about. Sometimes sometimes you got to go through an hour, 8 minutes, and 45 seconds. But David is now going to attempt to speak to the turkeys.
As well as our I don't know if you could hear that. The turkey just gobbled right outside the window. Let's see if I can get him to do it.
Hell yeah.
It's all worth it in the end.
Like, this is why we play the game. You gotta play the entire game.
He just babbled right outside the window. Let's see if I can get him to do it.
That doesn't sound like a turkey, but okay. One more time.
Let's see if I can get him to do it.
Look how happy he looks about it, too.
God, he loves those turkeys.
Very symbolic. Salvation of the world is these two conjoined aspects emphasis on individual responsibility and concern for the whole cosmos.
They understood that.
To the conditions and problems of the Greek.
I'm their God.
So salvation of the world is dependent on the sum of all of our choices.
You know, it rhymes with sum.
Zoroastrians also do not demonize wealth. We have this thing called the subconscious Judeo-Christian bias. The reason people get so mad at me, oh my God, David's charging money, is they're used to thinking of the only way you can pursue spirituality is to be monastic and have no possessions. Well,
you're allowed to get paid.
Set up that way so that they have all the wealth and anybody else who could have any possibility.
He has to charge $800 for VIP tickets
because the Pope does it.
They encourage you to pursue wealth.
I don't think that's true.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, pursue worldly things.
That's the basis of all good religious texts.
So the individual responsibility and
seek gratification immediately in this life.
Seek worldly things. Material objects is really should be your focus.
Way more important than relationships.
We're not going to have a catastrophic end. Certain individuals here might be trying to create that catastrophe. It's not going to happen. Instead, what we're going to get is what's called the future body.
Wow.
Among Zoroaster's eschatological or end time ideas was his teaching about the future body, that at the last day, the bones of the dead will be clothed again with flesh and reanimated by the soul.
I don't like the way that's
phrased.
Which, according
to Zoroastrianism, is existing apart in heaven, hell, or limbo.
Bones clothed with flesh.
Upon the death. So, yes, Ahura Mazda was teaching there is something like a hell that you can get stuck in for a while.
That would suck.
Karma, you might choose to go and get tortured for a while.
I would never choose it.
No, no, that will be against my will if it occurs.
According to him, each created thing, in education readings called Ahura Mazda, which is just their name for God, same thing as Allah or Buddha or
Zoom Zoom. That's in their sacred text.
At the end of
what do they mean by this?
To that perfection. Well, that's like next year. Okay, we're talking about something. All the events that are happening on Earth right now are the immediate precursors to the revelation of our galactic family and the first wave of ascension, according to Michael. And again,
yes, of course.
I'm going to drill in on those passages specifically this coming weekend. I'm getting pounded so hard. We are going to make it available as a streaming, so you don't have to watch it. You can just buy that one talk I'm doing.
The stream is very low quality.
Well, that's not really surprising.
The audio was not good.
Don't tell me over the phone. Just tell me once you get here. He's going to be here on Wednesday, and we're going to this conference together. So it's going to be good to see him. I haven't seen him in quite a while in person. But
you haven't seen the CEO of your company.
That's always good.
So those talks are going to be
available. The man you gave all that money.
thedisclosuresummit.com/David is where you can go. So I'm a little nervous about doing a conference, I admit. I mean, it's like a lot of people try to talk to me. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of intensity. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of seduction attempts,
Oh, they try to honeypot you.
David's going to get buzzy.
Hell yeah, dude.
There's things that happen.
But I say not for me, well, sweetie.
The good news is no one showed up.
Yeah, thank God, or he would have been tempted.
Intense. And so it's kind of a cacophony of good and bad and all different things in between. Turkeys are still squeaking. So funny. They're telling me to keep moving. All right, I'll listen.
Try to talk to him again.
Spend the next 2 hours doing that.
No, teach us how to talk turkey.
With the blessed entering into the kingdom of Ahura Mazda in the ideal form of a just soul, clad in a body that is now without any blemishes, it has become immortal and undecaying. So this is their teaching about the future body.
Oh, nice.
Now we're going to talk about the Eschaton. This is the overall concept of the end of the world, as you can see here by definition. It's also the Greek word.
I thought it was pronounced eschaton.
Probably is.
Like eschatology. It's not eschatology.
Coined by Protestant theologian Charles Harold Dodd, divinely ordained climax of history.
Wow.
That sounds pretty amazing. Well, now we're going to
I love the climax.
The climax of history.
And they say, Asho Zarathustra, Zoroaster.
Why are we talking about North Texas?
Oldest revealed religion. Maybe not. You know, Zoroastrianism, it might be. It might be Hinduism.
We do have a lot of Indians here.
Okay. Yeah, there are quite a bit.
This is where Zoroaster came to.
We need to go to Dallas-Fort Worth for the coming apocalypse.
Central Asia, possibly somewhere around the Aral Sea. Zarathustra preached a monotheistic religion of one supreme god whose name translates as Wise Lord.
Wow.
So when I say Ahura Mazda, that means Wise Lord. Okay. His message is positive and life-affirming. It demands not so much belief as the reason and action on behalf of every individual. This is not a prescriptive ethic based on obedience, fear, or love, but rather an ethic of taking personal responsibility, and I really love that.
Do you love personal responsibility?
I mean, he never has taken personal responsibility.
It's not how I would describe you.
Every time he's wrong, he just comes up with a new methodology to explain away him being incorrect.
Yeah.
Industrious, honest, and
it might be his
life.
Least favorite
no
thing.
In other words,
that's true.
Money.
He like hates that. It.
Generation
in
wealth
fact.
Is part of the ethos as long as it is achieved with honesty and used for good and charitable purposes.
Okay, I got bad news then, Dave. What you're doing is not honest.
Well, in his mind, it might be.
Literally, all his money has come from lies.
Yeah.
There you go. Why can't it be that simple? As long as you do it honestly and you're doing good with it, you shouldn't be hated. This is what the teaching actually says.
Well, that won't stop us.
The teachings are embodied in this
triad. I need more than a Ahura Mazda to put an end to this.
Yeah, your rare gods aren't going to save you from our wrath.
Well, that sounds very basic. I mean, it sounds like the, you know, Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements, or it also sounds like the principles of the Huna. You know, very
the
good
what?
Thoughts, good words,
yes.
Good deeds. Okay,
the Huna Matata?
Yes.
The loftiest ideal for humans is to emulate the Amisha Spentas, or the attributes of the wise.
Can you
Lord
say some fucking
Mazda.
Normal words?
Check
all this gobbledygook.
Yeah, speak English.
Yeah, in this country.
Yeah, this is America, goddammit.
We use English when we're talking about foreign things.
Is divine law, which embodies righteousness, truth,
I need you to wipe these words up for me.
Zarathustra strives to follow the path of Asha in its deepest spiritual sense, righteousness, truth, wisdom, and justice. Well, there's some big justice coming.
Isn't that like the Wonder Friends ceremony? It's like what they say at the end.
It sounds pretty close. That's probably where they took it from.
Vairya is divine strength and service leading to the ideal society. The turkeys are still going. Spenta Armaiti, the benevolent spirit, is Ahura Mazda's purity and devotion. I love it. Why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah,
just worthless commentary.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want that?
You hear that? That sounds good. What about this? That's cool.
See this thing?
And immortality from this righteous life at the end of the age, which is where we are now. This is what's going to happen. It's all about, again,
yeah, any day
being
now.
Honest. Zarathustra presents a view of the world in which Ahura Mazda originally creates an ideal existence, which we used to have. That was called the Golden Age.
Uh-huh.
In accordance with the law of Akash.
He's just going through the book like page by page.
Boy, is he. Boy, is he.
Well, the good news is there's only 2 hours left.
Yeah.
The word angry,
yeah.
Or anger is a derivation, probably, of this Zoroastrian word for
He's
evil.
Doing this
so
to punish us.
Yeah, the basic idea in all these teachings is...
He's trying to win a war of attrition.
He really is. He's given us all we can take.
These elementals can get in. Elementals are demons that appear in fire or other types of things.
Oh, okay.
Burning somebody alive. And a fire elemental can actually exist in that fire and, you know... grab that person while they're burning and take them somewhere else, theoretically. This is what their religion teaches. So just so you understand what elemental really means. So anger comes from the word for evil out of Zoroastrianism, most likely. In this
most likely.
Drama,
well,
we are
all right.
Not bystanders, but rather we are the prime agents on Earth. Through our actions, the ultimate triumph of good over evil is assured. So once again, I really love the individual responsibility.
I thought it was like not assured, and that was kind of Zoroastrianism's whole thing, is the good and the bad are like equally powerful.
Apparently not.
Brings about the fulfillment of this prophecy.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess not.
Saushians or messiahs, the word messiah is plural. Okay, this is what they teach.
That was a nice fade back to the slide.
Yeah, that was smooth.
I don't think I've seen him do that.
We have to step up and do this. Nobody else is going to do it. Don't just sit there. The wise Lord gives man
Do
not
it.
Only the freedom to choose...
I keep reading it as Toaster's belief.
...to actively promote good and vanquish evil.
There are... There, AI is in our toaster.
Through the collective good acts of humanity, the world evolves towards a final resurrection.
Uh-huh.
Erection.
Frasho Karanti. That's what it definitely says there.
The final erection.
Yeah, that's why Beth left him.
It's finally... This is my last one ever.
Perfection,
I'm going to put my penis in a sarcophagus after
this. Prophecies.
Cut it off and buried it where the turkeys couldn't get to it.
5,000-year cycle encoded into it. That's the Graham Hancock, Santayana von de Shen thing. Remember, those two historians, it was in Hancock's book, found 35 different ancient traditions that all had...
Yes, you started by saying this.
Thank you for repeating.
It's only been an hour. We haven't forgot.
As I said before, the precession of the equinoxes. They precede through the night sky 1 degree every 72 years. And after the whole cycle is complete, you now have 25,920 years, at which point...
Wow.
We go through a final resurrection...
Which is 920 years more than the 25,000.
That sounds a hell of a lot better than the way life is right now. But it's through our own diligent effort as people... that we achieve the great perfection, that we become immortal, and that we kickstart Frasho Coretti. That's why I love this prophecy, you guys. It's very specific. It's very
Is
similar
it?
To Christianity. You have a supreme and loving God. You have a heaven and a hell. You have karma, individual judgment. You have the ultimate triumph of...
But yeah, it's similar because it's the first religion.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, they're all similar to an extent.
For a final restoration of Earth, we have a concept of resurrection, a final judgment of all humanity, and that we then jumpstart into life everlasting. And the words Satan, paradise, and amen.
I'm glad we're doing Christian similarities, because maybe that means he's transitioning off of this.
That's a lot of similarities, isn't it?
I'm sure
like
is, Dave.
Tons of them.
Start thinking about it. It's like, wow, there's a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Going on. And again, the Zoroastrians were the ones that predicted Jesus' arrival and gave him these anti-demonic gifts of frankincense and myrrh. And
what
sure,
was the gold for then?
If you study frankincense and myrrh,
a
they
chain.
Both have pineal activating qualities.
Can't have the Lord walking around chainless.
Terpenes,
gotta look
some
fly.
Researchers believe actually enhances your pineal gland activity. That might be part of how the anti-demonic protocol works. This is really, really cool. Then I found another thing on encyclopedia.com on Frasho Coretti that goes into even more detail.
Oh, good. Encyclopedia.com.
The Avestan term, Frasho Coretti, making wonderful.
Dave, you didn't bring your slide up.
I know. This is my favorite thing he does is when he forgets to.
The world is made wonderful.
Show us his screen.
The concept of the Christian rapture. But again, they're saying we have to build into it ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And it will suddenly happen at a certain point. This corresponds to Frash Gird, the Middle Persian term for the last judgment or final day of our existence before this other thing happens. The Avestan term derives from the expression to make existence splendid. With this concept, Zoroaster Zarathustra abolished an archaic ideology of cosmic cycles and of eternal returns through reincarnation modeled on atemporal archetypes, proclaiming instead the expectation of and hope for an eschaton. So again, the idea here is maybe people who were looking at Hinduism and didn't really understand Samvartika fire were thinking that we're just trapped in reincarnation, it's just going to keep happening forever, there's no way out.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, instead of an eternal reincarnation and cosmic cycles, there is an end, there is an eschaton, and this therefore creates a linear concept of cosmic time
Does
this
it?
Author is calling an innovation in religious thought having
I hope
enormous
he stops.
Influences on
history.
So
I hope
Royce
he just
Drennan,
stops
the guys
reading.
That book, A History of Zoroastrianism, would be in the same
he's so much better off book.
Yeah, we need him to go off script.
We don't come to you for your intellect, Dave. We come to you because you're insane.
Yeah, be crazy and retarded.
Yell at the turkeys. Talk about how you're Jesus.
Yeah.
They have the solar flash coded in there.
Beg for money.
Don't be reasonable. The last thing you need to do is be reasonable.
Yeah.
But when you roll up your sleeves, isn't it amazing what they're telling us? I mean, this is so interesting.
Well, I think we got a different definition of that word.
Static transfiguration of everyone on Earth. The final event will be completed not because of a cosmic ritual, but by the will of the Creator. The resurrection of the body and the last judgment are essential and significant aspects of Fratio Coretti. So once again, we build into it ourselves. It's not just on any specific date, like December 21st, 2012, or whatever else.
Idiots would predict the
December
date.
December 26th, 2020 represents the Mayan calendar end date from the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. This is almost to the day of when the inoculation started coming out, very interestingly.
Wow.
And apparently,
is
the
it?
Whole
yeah, is it though?
Has prevented us from going through this catastrophic.
I don't
shift.
Think it is.
But 2025.
Oh,
the
COVID saved us from a pole shift.
According to Michael, we only have 1 year to wait, so I'm going to keep talking about this between now and then. This is
oh, goody.
Well, thank
this
God.
Well, on that exciting claim, why don't we pause here? Let's take a break to try and heal our minds.
Yeah, recenter ourselves.
And we've got exactly 2 more hours. To power through.
Woo!
Patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod. We will have episodes up. There's more David content on there if you're so inclined, where he doesn't talk about Zoroastrian. at Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. You're at Brainsteel Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Hoodoo.
Mamba out.